We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't know who embarrasses themselves more publicly, the New York Mets or the New York Jets. You have the Mets on one hand. I told you this yesterday, you scumbags on Twitter, Matt Arnold did not get permission to talk. They needed the permission. They didn't get the permission. There's no permission. Blah, 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 blah. He's not going to be the next GM or president of baseball operations for the Mets without the Milwaukee Brewers allowing that to happen. Okay, great. So the Mets are now, at least publicly, appear to be totally incompetent on their search for a new head honcho for baseball. Whether or not that narrative's accurate or not, we'll get to, but that's what it looks like. The New York Jets, on the flip side, have foobarred the entire quarterback situation and are now just right out lying to us as fans. We'll get into both things. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, kid?
Oh, I'm splendid. How are you, pal?
I've been having a great day. Really just a great, great day.
By the way, where's your congratulations to me?
My congratulations to you for what?
You love, rightfully so, to claim victory when you're correct.
Victory!
I came within 4 total points of nailing the Knicks' victory final score.
Yeah.
So, you're welcome.
Yeah, Knicks, great job last night. We'll get into it, of course.
Great the job blowout by win. Me.
Well done, Evan.
Thank you, Craig.
Blowout win against the Sixers. It got within 14, and Tibbs said, I'm not bringing in the scrubs. You guys have embarrassed yourselves this quarter. Play through it. Anyway, good win. Very good win for the Knicks. 3-1 now. Should be 4-0, whatever. They're 3-1, and we feel very good about our Knick basketball.
We'll have fun tomorrow night, too, with Knicks Bulls. That'll be fun.
Yeah, because the Bulls came out of the gates hot to trot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all going to go into a time machine and make believe it's 1993. It's going to be awesome.
I guess we'll start with the Mets. Like, to me, it's not news because I told you yesterday this was going to play out the way it did, specifically with Matt Arnold. There's bigger fish to fry here, and that is, why are they going after guys that are not available, A? B, why are there people, not all of them, some people, that seem to be either afraid of the job or unwilling to work for Steve Cohen, which is one of the narratives out there right now? And why is the Met job not a job that people are clamoring to get? To me, the New York Met job is a great job, and here's why. The Mets haven't been successful, period, stop. They've had a moment here, a moment there, as Evan's brought up many times in this show. How many times in the Mets' history have they been in the postseason in consecutive years?
It only happened twice.
Right. So this is not a job where it's like, wow, I have to live up to the standards set by my predecessors. I think it's a great job. Number one, it's in New York. Number two, you have an owner with a lot of money who wants to spend that money. Number three, as we all know, in a lot of different areas of life, if you are successful here, you're done. Wrap it up. Money, houses, cars, girl, whatever it is. Success in New York is unmatched by success anywhere else. So the notion that the Met job is a bad job, I'm sorry, I dismiss that. I think it's a great job.
Well, they're unfortunately not looking to hire you. So you thinking it's a great job has no impact on them actually getting their
guy. Do you disagree, though, overall, that it's a great job?
In theory, it's a great job.
Okay, so let's start with that.
Okay, on paper, it's a great job. But the problem is there's a bunch of problems going on. Number one, there's a lot unknown about this search. Who is leading this search? Is it Steve Cohen? Is it Sandy Alderson? I just got done reading an article by Disha Tozar in which she claims that Steve Cohen is leading the search. I can't speak for every Met fan, but I can tell you this. I'd prefer that. I don't want Sandy Alderson leading the search. I don't. Because if Sandy Alderson is leading the search, that raises fair questions on the power of this new executive to do whatever he wants with the front office, including hiring, rehiring, reassigning, or firing Sandy Alderson's son. So, to me, I speak as one Met fan.
Sure.
I want Steve Cohen to search and find the best available baseball guy. But here's my second question, and I'd really like an answer to this. Why has Brian Sabian not been approached about this job? Brian Sabian is not someone you need permission to speak to. Brian Sabian is a guy who is an executive over a team that won not one, not two, but three world championships. There have been numerous reports over the last week that Brian Sabian, Craig, is interested in
yes,
the job.
I read those same reports.
So my question, and I got a lot of questions, but I'll start with this
sure.
one. Why has Steve Cohen not approached a championship-winning executive about the job? Does he only want someone who's young? Does he only want someone who's all in on the analytics? Is that the answer? Because I don't love that answer if that is the answer. But why not? Here's a championship-proven executive that's sitting on the sidelines.
Who's also going to bring with them a World Series-winning manager, most likely,
probably.
Bruce Bochy, who I think most Met fans would love to have sitting in their dugout for the next few years. Listen. I don't know the answer to those questions. I don't know that anyone does outside the walls of Citi Field or wherever he operates business from, .72, whatever it is. But here's what I do know. They're allowing other people to control the spin about how they look. And to me, that seems to be really counterintuitive for the way Steve Cohen has run his other business, which is wildly successful. And that is he's in total control.
Right.
Right? To the point of being like crazy about being in total control on every single aspect of people that represent his name and his businesses. So what I don't understand is why a guy that is like that in his other successful business is now allowing the Met franchise to be publicly dragged through
the mud. You're right.
That makes no sense to me. Now, listen, even though I was on it and I knew the Matt Arnold stuff yesterday, I was also very clear to the audience. I have no idea who Matt Arnold is.
Right.
Other than he's the GM of the Milwaukee Brewers. He has a history with Tampa. Like, I know that. I never heard the guy's name till 48 hours ago. But I knew what was going on with the situation. Because I called my friends in Major League Baseball to ask them about the contractual thing, right? Which we're beyond now. What I don't understand is why Steve Cohen is allowing the franchise or the business that he bought for more than $2 billion to be publicly embarrassed.
No, you're right, because when the story came out this morning about Matt Arnold, and I'm going to tell you how it was written, quote-unquote pulling his name out of the mix, when you hear Matt Arnold has taken his name away from consideration, that makes the New York Mets look bad.
Now, even though that story was refuted.
But hold on.
Yes.
That continues the narrative of no one wants the job. Matt Arnold said, I don't want to work for that bozo. Now, the truth is, the source of that story, I'm sure he's a fine reporter, is a Brewers reporter.
Yep.
Okay? The Brewers reporter probably got that information from the Milwaukee Brewers. Now, it comes out a few hours later, the Brewers again, did not give the Mets permission.
Something I told you yesterday.
Okay. Well, if the Brewers are not giving the Mets permission to speak to Arnold or Stearns, then did they really take their name out of the mix?
No, he did not.
No. So the way the story was presented was, no one wants the Met job. When the facts are, the owner of the Milwaukee Brewers on numerous occasions has decided, for whatever reason, I'm not even going to allow my guys to interview for the job. That's far different. Then no one wants the job. So you're right. Now, every case you have to look at individually. In the case of Matt Arnold, he didn't pull his name out. He wasn't allowed to interview for the job. That's far different than a guy saying, I don't want that job. It's far different than the guy in San Francisco, their general manager, Harris, who apparently interviewed for the job and said, I'm good.
Right.
That would be a guy saying, yeah, I don't want the job
sure.
for whatever reason.
Sure.
So you're right. The Mets are allowing the narrative to be controlled. And I would hope that Steve Cohen.
And the narrative's negative. It's embarrassing.
Yes. I would hope Steve Cohen says something, whether it's on Twitter, whether it's an interview, because Met fans out there like myself just want to know, where are we? Who's leading the search? What are you looking for in a candidate? Like, what the hell is going on? Yep. Because there's a lot of Met fans who are not believing the spin that no one wants the job.
Well, there's also a lot of misinformation out there. The reporters come and go as the wind blows. Like, I'm not a story breaker, but just seeing how things played itself out yesterday with guys saying firmly and absolutely that they had already had contact with Arnold,
right,
that they were potentially offering him a contract already.
Right.
That was Mike Puma and Andy Martino both
saying
that.
When they couldn't offer him a contract.
When they were like, they even said they may have offered him a contract already. And I did my thing yesterday online and on the radio show, of course, with you. And all of a sudden, their narrative changed from, they haven't talked to him. Oh, maybe they didn't even get permission to talk to him. Oh, Matt Arnold was never even a candidate because the Brewers were never going to give the Mets permission to talk to him, which was their right contractually. So here's what I did learn. All these alleged insiders, some of them are very good at what they do. We know who they are. But a lot of times, they throw it against the wall, and if they're not right, they just move on, and there's no repercussions for that, right? This is one rare story where I happen to have the goods on it, and I'm fascinated by how quickly these people vacillate between this definitely happened to no, it didn't, to maybe it did, to no, it didn't, to let's move on. Like, that's crazy talk to me. And yet here you are, if you are a diehard Met fan, all you care about is this, because I am convinced the name at this point is not all that important. It's getting it done. Not to say that that's appropriate.
No, I think a lot of that, though, is because I think a lot of us are not going to be familiar with that name.
Unless it's Sabian.
Unless it is a guy like Brian Sabian, it's going to be a lot of us Googling the resume of the individual and saying, oh, he comes from Tampa. Oh, he comes from St. Louis. We like that. The truth is we're not going to know, just like we didn't know with Jarrett Porter, like we didn't know with Zach Scott. Like, that's essentially where we are. So I do think that a lot of us as Met fans want something done soon. Because the Atlanta Braves are about to sweep the Houston Astros this World Series away.
Game.
It's over. It's done.
Oh, my God.
All right, that's done. Congrats to the Braves.
No one watched it last night either. You talk about a World Series no one's paying attention
to. Well,
that
thing's over.
But it's, dude, they played one game.
It's over. The Braves won the World Series all because the Mets lost 3 out of 5 in late July. Anyhow, that's not the story.
Wow.
The story is this. The World Series is going to end soon.
Is it?
Yeah, it's going to be over. And then what?
And then there's going to be a work stoppage.
Well, no. There's not going to be a work stoppage. There's going to be an offseason for a month.
A month.
There's going to be general manager meetings on November 7th.
Who represents the Mets at those?
Bryn Alderson at this point.
Yeah. It ain't good. But again, the Mets are allowing this to happen. The Mets could jump in front of this bus easily. They've just chosen not to.
How do they jump ahead of the bus? The way I said Steve Cohen talks publicly, or is there another way to jump ahead of the bus?
I think that's the easiest way. Yeah, that's the most direct. That's why I always say I always want owners to talk. The more they talk, the better for us as fans.
He's not even tweeting. He hasn't tweeted in 3 weeks.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's frustrated by this whole process. Maybe it's so antithetical of the way his other businesses run that he's baffled by it. I don't know.
I have a feeling.
But I think you're allowing other people to control the opinion, that the public opinion of your company and franchise, and that's never good.
I have a prediction, all right? Either today or tomorrow, Steve Cohen is going to tweet for the first time in 22 days, because I think the story that's out there, even the latest story that he's leading the search and Sandy Alderson's sidelined and he's talking to Governor Christie for advice, like, I think this is going to be the moment where he's going to tweet out either, hey, don't worry, Met fans, I got this, or, hey, it's all a bunch of BS, reporters are morons. Like, I think we're going to hear something from him, because now the story is fully out there that the Mets are a clown show. Whether true or not, Craig, that's the impression that's out there.
Well, they're allowing that impression to live on.
And that's why he's tweeting today and tomorrow.
And here's the issue. If you let that go unchecked, you're almost confirming that it's accurate. Like, there are times people say stuff about you, it's not worthy of your response. Right? We deal with that all the time here. But then there are some times that people say things about you where you have to respond, because if you don't, it's almost like a tacit approval of what they're saying or an acknowledgement that they're right. Now, I don't know what he's going to say other than, you know, I have very competent baseball people and I believe in them. And, we're not looking to, find the first available candidate. We're going to find the best available candidate, blah, blah, blah. There'll be all that kind of, rhetoric involved. But I'm shocked that this particular guy, Steve Cohen, who I do not know personally, but I've read enough about him and know his story well enough now, he's a control freak. That's part of the reason he's been so successful, right? He dots every I, he crosses every T. And the fact that he's allowing something that he's connected to spiral out of control like this, that's what fascinates me. I'll give you an example. Steve Cohen went out of his way to defend his actions when it came to that dopey stock thing, right?
Right?
I mean, on Twitter, challenging people, you know, was livid about how he was being represented publicly involving with the stock thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is the same exact thing, and he's allowing it to happen. And it's a knock, ultimately, on his leadership. Now, whether that knock's deserved or not, I don't know. But the mere fact that you sit silently while people are taking pot shots at your $2 billion company fascinates me, because he's a fighter. And as a fighter, it's like what I've done the last 24 hours. Yeah, I'm being a total douche online, 100%. Because F you scumbags on Twitter that think that you can just go out there willy-nilly and take shots at people and say things. And when you're wrong, you got to get a little bit of that back. And I'm being a total douche right now on Twitter because I happen to be right. And F you, every one of you that took a shot at me, you know, and all the dopey things you said, this is my, I get back at you now. Because you're nothing but a bunch of scumbags. That's right. Now, some of you have acknowledged that you got this one wrong and you've done the right thing online, and I applaud you for that. But the rest of you scumbags, you know, are going to pay a price for the attack. And I'm doing it because it's what you do. I'm shocked that Steve Cohen is not doing the same thing.
Oh, I think he's about to.
All you armchair experts who think you know everything about everybody. 90% of you never heard of Matt Arnold until 24 hours ago. And now you're pissed that he's not our GM? Right?
No, no, but a lot of people are pissed at the idea that no one is the team president.
Yes.
That's
yes.
a big part of it.
Okay.
Obviously, you want to get the right guy. We found out personality-wise or personally-wise that Jared Porter wasn't the right guy. Same thing with Zach Scott. We as Met fans want someone in place. I have my preferences, but I admit, what am I basing my preferences on? I'm basing it on the resumes of guys. That's all
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, because you don't know him.
I don't know Josh Burns personally. I know he's worked for the Dodgers for 6 years. I know Brian Sabian's resume, but I think a lot of the frustration is we are a week away from this World Series ending. We are a week and a half away from the offseason truly beginning, and it feels like there is zero plan in place to attack the offseason. And if there is a plan, who's implementing it? Who's deciding that Jeremy Hefner's the pitching coach? Who's deciding to make qualifying offers to individual players? Who's making those decisions?
Yeah, well, I don't know the answer to that question. I assume it's Sandy Alderson right now in the moment. But you also want them to do the right due diligence on people. And just because a name pops up there, you know, the Mets do have the right to do a little background check, to do some investigating, to talk to people. It's not, you know, rushed to a decision.
Not, here's a problem, right? All right? And I don't know who's going to give me
this question real quick. Sorry.
Yeah, and then you got another answer you got to come up with.
I don't know how many other teams out there are looking for a new GM or head of baseball operations. I'm sure the Mets are not the only team that's looking. Have they signed guys? Has every team filled that spot?
Yeah, the Cubs just named their general manager 4 days ago, so yes.
One. So the Cubs found a GM.
Yeah, but most teams aren't looking for a complete overhaul like the Mets are.
Got it. Okay. I'm just asking. Has every team filled every job?
Here's the question I want, and I just want some answers to this. Why are the Mets not interested in a three-time world championship former general manager, team president, Brian Sabian?
Well, we don't know that they're not. How do you know they're not negotiating with him right now?
Look, if they're doing it, they're doing it under us having no information, but I want to know if, okay, then I'll ask it this way then, Craig, fine, because you're right. I don't know.
We don't know. Maybe they're talking to him.
Are they interested in Brian Sabian?
I don't know.
Are they talking to Brian Sabian?
I don't know.
And if the answer is no, why the hell not?
But we don't know that the answer is no.
Well, what do we know?
Well, that's not, I mean, they'll tell us
what
when they tell us.
What do we know?
Like, how can we have to know?
Like, why? Because we're freaking customers,
so
that's
the
why.
The Mets have
because
to,
we're Met fans, that's why. Don't ask why we should know.
I'm saying, like, the Mets have to now announce we're talking to Brian Sabian?
I didn't say they have to announce
anything. Yeah, you did.
But we want to know. You're asking why do we need to know? Because the New York Mets are a public trust. Those are Steve Cohen's words, not mine. And I think there's an interest in who the hell's going to run the organization.
Okay, so what if let me just say this. If they, let's make it up the hypothetical. Let's say they announce that Brian Sabian is their new head of baseball operations, mm-hmm. and they get that deal done this week.
Yep.
All right? So the World Series is still going on, right? Free agency hasn't begun yet, and They've replaced their, they've revamped their front office by hiring Brian Sabin. And just for the sake of the argument, he says Bruce Bochy's the new manager of the New York Mets. And they get all that done before Halloween.
I'd be thrilled.
How have the Mets failed their fan base?
I didn't say they failed their fan base.
How have the Mets been incompetent?
Well, no. I didn't say any of that's happened yet. I'm explaining why, as Met fans, we want things to happen.
Yeah.
Are you confident any of this is going down by Halloween?
You're like school children.
No.
You want it now.
Well,
we didn't get it done yet. Therefore, they're incompetent.
Want it now.
Yeah.
The offseason's going to be here in a week, dude.
Yes, I know. Has it started yet? No.
Will they have a front office in place by then?
I believe they will.
Will they?
Yes, they will.
By Halloween, this will all be done.
My issue is not
Halloween
that.
Halloween is Sunday.
I know. My issue is they've let other people control their narrative and have made themselves look embarrassed publicly. But if I told you that Sabian and Bochy are signed, sealed, and delivered by Sunday,
I'd be thrilled.
Would all you guys come back and go, hey, Steve Cohen, my bad? Sorry for jumping to the gun and accusing you of being incompetent? Or are you just going to come up with something else to complain about? I'm just asking because I'm interested.
Well, first of all, I don't think all Met fans are making that comment.
No, they all are.
No, I think most people making the comment about the Mets being incompetent are non-Met fans. I think they've become a joke to the non-Met fans.
Well, I think Met fans are livid.
I think
right
there
now.
Are some Met fans who are livid.
Yeah.
Look, Met fans are not monolithic. We all have different views.
What does that mean?
We're not all the same.
Oh, I thought I meant dinosaur.
Well, sort of. We all have different views on things. My view is not going to be the same as every Met fan's views. I know that. I respect that.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, there are some Met fans who still trust Steve Cohen. There are some Met fans that are believing every story that's out there. There are some Met fans that are pissed.
All right, so I'm just
but
saying.
What we all want is we want something in place for the offseason.
Okay, well, listen, the offseason.
They were behind the eight ball last year, Craig.
Yeah.
I don't want to, as a fan, be behind the eight ball again.
You're not behind the eight ball yet. There's two different aspects to it. Why they're letting other people embarrass them. And then two, are they going to have everything in place in time for the offseason?
Well, you want the Mets to leak better. That's what you're basically saying.
No, I'm not.
To control the narrative, you leak better stories to individual writers to put out.
Okay, maybe there's a part of that,
I suppose. That's a big part of it, because the reason why Matt Arnold took his name out of the hat.
That was false.
Was because the Milwaukee Brewers controlled the narrative. Because a Brewers reporter tweeted that, probably straight from the owner.
Yeah.
So the Brewers control the narrative.
Yes.
So your point is the Mets need to do a better job of leaking.
Yeah, well,
Fair enough.
That's fine. Sure.
Okay.
If that's how you want to define that, I'll own that.
Well,
sure.
Leak this. Are you interested in Sabian or not?
Why
and
would
if
you
the
leak
answer
that,
is
though?
Not why.
Why would you leak that?
Why would you leak what?
You don't leak that. You just get the deal done.
Then why isn't it done?
How do you know it's not done?
Because 5 days ago.
Today's Wednesday.
Craig,
I got four more days for them to get it done. If they get it done, you're going to come in good. So you have your happy face
on. Oh, I'll be thrilled.
You're going to be in, Steve Cohen's the greatest.
I
love the Mets got it right.
You're damn right.
Right, so just chill. Wait to see what happens by November 2nd or 1st, whatever it is.
8 days ago, you and I as a team,
you guys
it was
are crazy.
A tag team effort. 8 days ago, we brought this Brian Sabian story to the forefront.
Yes, because I suggested.
Yes. You started with Bruce Bochy. I took your lob and I slammed it down like I was Mitchell Robinson. Ha, you like that?
Thank you.
It's been 8 days. Where's Brian Sabian?
Maybe he's playing hardball. Pardon the pun.
They have no interest in it. Let's all face the facts.
We'll get all your calls. The New York Jets, they're special too, aren't they? Joe Flacco's not here. They traded for Joe Flacco. He's not here, has no interest in being here for the next few days. He won't get here till Friday, so he'll be inactive for Sunday's game. They, let's just take a break. Because if I start on the Jets, it's going to take a half hour to get through that.
You're 100%
and then we go,
right.
And then we go an hour with no break, and then they all get mad at me. We'll get your calls on the Mets. We'll give you the Jets story. Mike White will start. I'll just tell you that right now.
Yes,
on Sunday.
You want to know why?
Because that's Mike White.
That's Mike White. He's
that's
a stud.
Right. He is a
and
stud.
And if McMonagle was paying attention, we would all have heard that again and again and again.
Oh, he's paying attention, and he will play it again and again and again. But he, just give him a few seconds. That's all.
Come on, man. It's Mike White.
That's Mike White.
That's right.
We'll get to it. Plus, he's wearing the same vest he wore yesterday, so he's a little confused about what's going on. 877.
That's incorrect.
Yeah, you are. 877.
I didn't have sleeves yesterday. This is the vest. I didn't have a sweatshirt yesterday.
Yeah, you are. You had the sweatshirt on top of that sweatshirt.
No, no vest. No, this is.
Yeah, remember
totally
when we took off the wet one? That one
totally
was sitting right there.
Not the same thing. And I paid for this shirt. How about yours?
I did not pay for this. Thank you, Fanatics. This is the Seattle Kraken zipper hoodie.
By the way, let me defend Craig. Special? I'm also wearing a Fanatics Brooklyn Nets sweatshirt jacket, and I didn't pay for that either.
How'd you get that? Season ticket holder?
Jimmy O'Brien, great sales guy here, had an extra one, and he said, Evan, this is for you.
There you
go. So, Jimmy, thank you, pal.
All right, listen, we'll get your calls. The Mets and the Jets on the clock of embarrassment. Who has embarrassed themselves more? And will you zip it if they do announce Sabian and Bochy on, I don't know, Friday? Sounds like a good day to announce things.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
And I'm going to give you a name just to consider, Evan, just because I have been on point with this from Jump Street.
Is it Brian Sabian?
No.
Is it Josh Burns?
I think Brian Sabian is a logical candidate. I can't say they're speaking to him or not. I don't know.
They're not.
But if they're not, do not be surprised if they promote from within.
Oh, my God.
Are you trying to depress every Met fan?
I'm
just letting you know.
With the promote from within idea?
I know there's a guy in the organization that they like
Who is
a lot.
It? Their assistant GM, Brent Alderson, or
no.
Ian Levin? One of those two?
What happened?
So it's Ian Levin? Great. I know nothing about him other than you're promoting within an organization
that
hasn't had success.
Kid's been with the organization for 16 years, and...
Great.
I know for a fact he's very close with Sandy Alderson.
Right. What have the Mets done in these 16 years again? Let's go through it.
They have not done.
And
well,
he's close
he
to
was
Sandy,
an intern.
And he's close to Sandy Alderson. You're saying all of the things that would tick off a Met fan.
I'm just letting you know.
Great. And guess what? I'm going to let you know that 90% of Met fans are going to look at this and say, yuck. You couldn't get anyone from outside the organization. You wouldn't pick up the phone to talk to a three-time world champion. But let's promote a guy who's been in the organization for a decade and a half. And what exactly has this organization done?
Well, they went to the 15 World Series.
Great. Let's have a party.
They did that.
And if that's where this train ends...
Yeah.
Look, I hope for the best. I hope Ian Levin or whomever turns out to be the greatest executive of all time.
It's anything else. It's like you have to view hires like this as if they're pilots of a plane you're flying on. You don't know them, but you're rooting for them.
Of course, but it furthers the narrative that no one wanted the job. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If you promote from within, that shows everyone, it's true. No one wanted this stupid job, so we promoted a guy who's been in the organization for 16 years.
I think Brian Sabian wants the job.
He does want the job.
I think, you know, if you went down to, what was that guy's name in Houston again?
Jeff Luhnow.
I think Luhnow would take the job also.
Of course he would.
I think they're not going to touch Luhnow with a 10-foot pole.
I understand Luhnow.
But I think Luhnow would take the gig.
I understand not touching Luhnow. Why not Brian Sabian?
All right, Thomas, call Sabian up. What are you doing over there?
Track him down.
You sit there all day. You don't call anybody.
Track him down. And why are the Mets not interested? Because he's old? is that literally it? Oh, he's in his 60s.
Can't be that. Can't be that. Sandy's old.
Okay.
So what? Can't
because
be
he's
age.
Not as big of a sabermetric guy as Billy Bean was.
I don't know.
He incorporated both in his time
Billy
in San
Bean
Francisco.
Billy Bean ain't young either, by the way.
Okay. Then why is Brian Sabian, who's won more world championships than Billy Bean and Sandy Alderson combined, why isn't he the guy?
I don't know.
Why is Ian
Maybe
Levin
he
the,
is
guy?
The guy?
Why?
Maybe they're negotiating right now with Brian Sabian, and that's why everybody's laying low.
They're not.
Maybe the reason Steve Cohen hasn't said anything publicly is because he's close to getting a deal done with Sabian.
Here's the reality.
So why say anything to you other than announcing the deal?
I hope
you can wait.
I hope Steve Cohen knows this. I hope you know this.
Yeah.
Well, we'll all hope to be wrong. If the Mets' answer to this search is promoting from within, you are going to have pissed off Met fans.
And
period. Stop.
Yes. Right. Because you'd be pissed off because you know nothing about the hire.
No.
That he's not sexy.
We'll be pissed off because you promoted from within an organization that has not had the sustained success that you're striving to
get to. I agree with that.
That's the reason. It has nothing to do with knowing the guy or not knowing the guy. Like I said,
but admittedly, none of you know the guy.
Okay.
Just to keep that.
What does that mean?
I'm saying you didn't know Matt Arnold, now you want him.
Well,
you
know, what team is Matt Arnold the GM of?
The Milwaukee Brewers.
Okay. Yes. I know that.
Yes.
How'd the Brewers do this year?
Well, don't forget, he also answers to Stearns.
Okay, so Matt Arnold gets no credit.
Well, I don't know if he gets credit or not. By the way, this just in on Matt Arnold from John Heyman, who still refuses to acknowledge my reporting. John Heyman just reported that Matt Arnold has just signed a multi-year extension with the Milwaukee Brewers.
Good for him. I'm glad he could use the Mets as leverage.
Imagine that. Good. Imagine a New York entity comes to you. And you're in Milwaukee, and it's better for you to sign an extension in Milwaukee
than it is
to come work for the Mets?
Dude, it feeds the narrative, true or not, that no one wants the job. And if they stay within the organization, that narrative will blow up even further.
I guess, listen, he must get, that's a seven-figure gig for him, wouldn't you think?
I would think so, yeah.
GM Milwaukee, that's $1 million a year job.
And he's all set up to replace Stearns when he leaves in 2 years to replace Brian Cashman with the Yankees.
Boy, you've really taken it to that level, haven't you?
Taking it to what level?
The wah.
Yeah.
Here's Bill and Melville on the fan. Billy Bones, what's up?
Hey, guys. Why would anybody want to work for Sandy Alderson? Great job by Matt Arnold staying there. Craig, you brought up the Mets World Series in 2015.
Yeah.
The only reason they got there was Cespedes, and the only reason they got Cespedes is because Carlos Gomez failed his physical. We would have been stuck with that terrible contract. Yeah. Sandy Alderson was trading Wheeler for Carlos Gomez.
By the way, I'll do you one better. If you want to look at who was the real architect of that team, it wasn't Sandy. It was Omar Minaya.
Okay. And you don't think Sandy had a hand in signing Francisco Lindor to this disastrous contract?
Of course he did. Of course he did. There's no doubt.
So why would anybody want to work for him?
Well, listen,
The whole thought is that you're not working for Sandy, that you're joining this front office as the president of baseball operations, and Sandy, in theory, is moving to the business side. That's what we've been told. That's what we think is going to happen.
Right.
So, yes, people may view it as working for Sandy Alderson.
One thing that you have left out there, Evan.
What's up?
And I'm very disappointed with you.
What's up?
How do you know that when prospective candidates that the Mets may have interest in do their due diligence on the Mets? Because that does go both ways.
Right.
You want to know who you're working for as much as they want to do a background check on who you are as a person, right?
Right.
And if you are one of those prospective presidential type candidates, what happens when your due diligence returns the fact that Fred Wilpon's still involved? Maybe you don't want to work for a Wilpon run team.
Yeah, I don't think that's it. I think if anything, it's unfortunately the new owner. I mean, who knows? Maybe they're not.
I would love to work for a guy like Steve Cohen.
But again, Craig, with all due respect,
I would love that.
You're not being considered.
He's going to reward success.
Craig, I love you. Just like me, I'm not being considered for the GM job. How you view the job means nothing.
I'm talking about the personality
candidates that are out there.
Here's what I'm saying. I don't like the personality of someone who's afraid of the opportunity.
Right.
Because that doesn't jive in my head. You know, and I've lived that life. I had chances to stay where I was or to essentially, you know, take a risk by going to New York City.
Right.
I did it twice.
Right.
One time it didn't work out. Well, I guess I've done it three times now. The second time it worked out great. But the notion of, he's tough to work for, that's a guy who doesn't believe in himself.
You're reading it wrong. It's not necessarily about that. It may be, I don't think this environment is the place to succeed.
The environment of what?
The environment of Sandy Alderson.
New York with an unlimited checkbook?
The involvement that, wait a second, am I going to get the final call? I'll give you an example from our radio show. I'll give you an example.
All right.
You told me a month ago Marcus Stroman's coming back.
Yes, I did tell you that. Yes.
I'm interviewing for the president's job.
Yeah.
You're telling me I'm bringing back Marcus Stroman? I'm sorry, excuse me?
That's right. You're bringing him back.
Yeah, no, I'm going to make that decision. I may bring him back. I may not bring him back. And I don't love the environment of you telling me who the hell I'm bringing back. That is a specific example of an environment that maybe a guy wouldn't want to work in.
I still think people are afraid of it. I don't get that.
Why? You just told me.
Logically, I'm not afraid of it.
You just told me I have to bring Marcus Stroman back.
Right.
You said that on the air to me numerous times.
I believe that the owner wants him back.
The owner wants him back.
Yes.
Well, I'm the team president.
Yeah.
I may not want to bring him back.
Well, how do you know the owner's not going to say okay?
That's my point,
the
though.
The owner might very well say, okay, well, you know what? You're the team president? Because I'll tell you the one quote from Steve Cohen, which you do have to enjoy. Mm-hmm. I just X'd out, my bad. Is, I'll paraphrase it. Is basically, he goes, I played Little League baseball once.
Right.
I'm going to trust my baseball people, and we'll make a collective decision, but I'm going to listen to them because that's their expertise.
That doesn't mean he's going to do it.
Did James Dolan do that? The owner always has the right to do what he wants.
We're not arguing who has the right to do it. Right. I'm telling you, I'm explaining to you why an executive may say no to the Mets without being afraid of the moment. They may say, I don't like that situation. James Dolan for years would say, I'm not involved in player decisions. Sure. And over the years, there have been reports that maybe he has overstepped his bounds. Does he have a right to do it? Sure, he's the owner. But you can understand why an executive may not like that. If you're telling me that the owner is going to tell the new president of baseball operations, this guy's on your staff, sorry, you're going to re-sign this guy, well, do you really want that?
I do.
Again, you're not being considered for the job.
But you just asked me. So I'm
Most
answering your question.
Most executives would not want that. I don't know about that, man. Really?
Yeah, you'd rather live in Milwaukee than live in Westchester?
Yeah.
Really?
The job matters more. And if I feel like I'm running the show, but I'm not really running the show,
let me ask you a question,
you may
then
not want that job.
All right, I'll give you a little bone diggle for you, okay? Boondoggle, I think it is. Okay. I'm going to give you a little boondoggle, all right?
Yeah.
You can do morning drive in Milwaukee,
mm-hmm.
All right? And in Milwaukee, you do whatever you want. It's your show. Anything you want goes, and you're paid commensurate to what your expectation is. Or you do a morning show in New York City, but every day before and after every show, you meet with a program director who's going to kind of dictate some of the things you can and can't do. What are you doing?
I would turn it down and say, I never want to do mornings. I'd rather go to overnights. That'd be my response.
Overnight? What are you, JJ?
He doesn't work here anymore.
I'll try my best. And no one's ever heard of him.
No, but I get your point.
Right.
I think, in fairness to this discussion, it is up to the individual. David Stearns, who is not available for this job, grew up as a Met fan. For someone like him, 2 years from now, when he's available, he may say, blanket, I don't care. I want to help run the Mets, even if it's not the same ideal situation I have in Milwaukee. But everybody's different. And I do think that most executives would lean towards the power of the situation more so than anything else. And if the owner, and by the way, I don't know if it's true. I'm literally responding to you because you're the one who confidently a month ago told me Marcus Stroman's being re-signed. My argument with you had nothing to do with Marcus Stroman. It had to do with he's being re-signed. There's nobody running the team. How could you be so confident of that? That's a sign of, well, maybe someone else is making decisions. And if that's the case, that's not appealing to an executive. Steve Cohen needs to clear the air with the guys he's interviewing that you're going to run the show. You're not answering to Sandy. Yeah, you're answering to me, but I'm not going to get involved with, you better re-sign this guy. You better trade for that guy. Because I wouldn't want that. I love Steve Cohen. I love the idea of him. I want a baseball guy running the baseball team, period. Stop.
877-337-6666. We got Jets and Giants stuff coming up, and your calls to boot. You know the phone number now. Plus, the clock is ticking. Are you going to see a quarterback on the field this Sunday that you have not seen yet this year? The answer is 50-50 at worst that Deshaun Watson suits up for the Miami Dolphins this Sunday.
What?
What? Oh, yeah, that's on the table.
What?
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 We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.